Anandi, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a celebration today. It's a festive occasion. It's a 9th birthday, yeah?
Yes.
How you feel about it?
I feel happy and deeply grateful.
That's good. I think we're all grateful. And how many members are now PTBC?
Right now we have about 1,170. Mm-hmm.
And it started with how many?
Started with 156 9 years ago. So it has been every year increase.
It's increasing. For those who might not be aware what is Pertus Distribution Center, can you tell us in a few sentences what it is?
Well, Pertus started as an experiment to change our way of getting our basic needs from a very commercial money exchange system to a more shared, more in-kind, more service-oriented system. It was the aspiration of many people to put in practice what the mother had said originally for Oroville, no?
Yeah.
Of course, we cannot change from one situation to another in one day. So this started as an experiment, a progressive experiment, to start sharing more, putting together our energy and our contributions and purchase all together without having any charge on top of our products, no? So that people can get them and not having to pay and to give a profit to nobody else, but just getting what they need at the cost price.
Mm-hmm. Pertus Distribution Center, there's no prices, there's no cash exchange. We had it on a maintenance scheme, yeah? And on a voluntary basis, how much we want to contribute. But what we can get here, I think they are basic things, they are not luxury products,
yes.
Yeah? Can you tell us something about it?
The idea of Pertus is that we will supply all the basic needs. Starting with a lot of fresh vegetables and fruits. And then we have a lot of emphasis put on healthy food, as much as possible out of it produced, and as much as possible ecologically produced also. And we have constantly made an effort to reduce our packaging. So we have a lot of products that are being distributed in bulk, like all these biscuits, muesli. Plus, we have a production in our kitchen of different items that are being packed in jars, and afterwards these jars are being collected again and reused.
Yeah.
So the idea is to produce as less possible package waste,
yeah,
as much as possible home produce, and as much as possible, of course, with a cost that it doesn't impact too much on our limited budgets. No? We have limited budgets for each one, and our responsibility is to try to find products that are healthy, ecologically sustainable,
and affordable.
Yeah. Affordable, made in Oroville as much as possible, and that are within that budget for each one.
Now, at the back, you've got two new containers, yeah?
Yeah.
How did you get
Well, since long time we needed really to have more storage space because we don't have. We only have a small part which we use as storage and is very limited. And we try to get some funds to build an extension, of course, that is so costly it was completely impossible. And one day the idea came to why not to have some containers, because that's a very comparable cheap investment for a very large space. And when we came up with this idea, a member of the cooperative, Chris, decided to donate to us the money, the cost of these two containers, which is 3 lakhs. So we went to Chennai, got them, brought them here, put them there behind Pertus, in the middle of Pertus and some trees, so that it was almost a miracle that we managed to fit them there. And we have been working on them, making openings, windows, ventilation.
Yeah, ventilation, so stuff, yeah.
And now they are ready to start receiving our storage.
So that will be strictly storage?
That will be strictly storage.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be very good. It will free the part that we use as a storage now, and that will become part of the distribution center.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay. Because today it's open, today we can see.
Today the container is open house for everybody to see. After that, the next week we will start shifting things, and then it will be a closed storage for all of us.
Yeah. Few years back, you also started with the cooking food, yeah? I mean, for the lunch scheme.
Yes. Yeah, already Portus started with the idea of producing also meals to take away. Because the idea was to facilitate a bit the life of Barovillians so that they can work and they can get their food and the ready-made food also here. So we have a kitchen which is run mainly by volunteers, constantly volunteers from all over the world, either Barovillians or people who are come and pass some time in all over. They work in the kitchen producing delicious food. And every day.
It's not the steady menu, it's always a surprise, yeah?
It's always a surprise because depending on who is cooking and what they want to work with or the season, they have their own ideas.
It's also the way how to share the culture.
It's very surprising,
no?
Yes. It's a way to also express what its nationality has to make, and that's very nice. So this kitchen has been functioning for all these 9 years.
And became really popular.
And that has become very popular. Now we have expanded, putting some tables and chairs outside so that people can also eat outside. We calculate that it's about 30, 35 rupees for each portion of meal. And that's what it's charged to the people who take the portions. So it's really, it's a way also to utilize the arable product, all the vegetables and fruits, and have it freshly made every day for us.
There's another aspect of Portus Distribution Center, since there's no prices on it, and each of us is supposed to calculate how much we spend, but it also allows maybe some flexibility if some maybe it's in a distress in certain months, true?
Well, the idea, the reason why we don't put the prices is because we don't want that you make your selection based on the price. Because that's what is more important outside, you know. But here the idea is that we have a very limited range of products, which are more or less on the same range of prices. It's not that we have things that that cost three times than the other. It's not like that. So the difference is really so minimal. And once you have here, you have been in Oroville for some time, you know more or less what you need and what you more or less need. I know it's every month more or less the same amount. So it's not that there are so many different things with such big the prices that it will change a lot. Whether the potatoes cost 30 or 40, it is not going to impact so much. So to be so fixed in the money sometimes forgets that what you really need.
Yeah.
So we wanted to change that mentality. You enter here because you need something and you get it. We make sure that it is in the best price and that it is the best quality and the best price. You don't need to be checking and breaking your head for that. That is the idea. You take what you need. And then we see what is the budget. Some people, their needs are a bit bigger than the budget. And some people, their needs are lower than the budget. So over the years, we have come to see that half of the people underuse the budget, half of the people overuse the budget.
I think it's also connected with the age, with the children, also, what kind of work you do, right?
Also,
especially
because
teenagers are really
demanding, more, sure.
Hungry all the time. It's really crazy.
And there have been always quite a good number of people who decided to leave some good amount for others to use. There are even people who regularly give us money and they say it's for all. So that goes into that, we call it our Portus pot. We don't have individual accounts here, and that's what I keep on repeating people. We are not a financial service. We don't have individual accounts for each one. We have one common pot. Your contribution and the other's contribution go there. We keep the numbers so that you are aware, conscious and responsible of what you are using, what your impact is in the collective. But in reality, it's all one pot. From there we put all, from there we take to purchase for all. So if you take too much, it's like in a boat, many people go into the boat and the boat sink. It's the responsibility of all of us. We have to learn.
There's another thing you've been announced also, that you will share with us some numbers, figures, what we actually use.
Yes. In fact, I have posted in AVNet.
Yes.
And I have also some printouts there.
We've got a booklet.
But so you are most welcome to have a look.
With your words, what you will say? Where are we?
Well,
in spending, using?
Our report concludes that, in fact, we are really making a sharing exercise where half of the people share with the other half. Mm-hmm. And that is monthly, regularly, and that is also for the whole year. Our report also say that one quarter only of the products we distribute here come from Morocco, and three quarters come from outside.
That's
something that should open our eyes to really work for increasing that quarter into half, that half into three quarters, and hopefully one day.
Do you know what's the reason for that?
Maybe there are many reasons.
Prices of our
one thing is that
products?
We are still a very small community, and we cannot have people producing all that we need. And second, of course, that the vegetables and fruits that can grow in the Auroville plateau is not so much. So we cannot expect everything to grow here. But we can expect to get as much as possible, and through Auroville as much as possible also, even if it is not made, that it is procured collectively instead of each one getting from different sources. You know? So that's what we aspire for.
Plans for the future?
Always many plans for the future. We of course have to change our storage. We would like to increase our kitchen, maybe give some breakfast, for example. And one day we want to expand and make a second floor of a building that will be called Prosperity.
So you're looking forward.
For a real prosperity for all, where we can find all that is needed for the house, for each one, personal care,
so
clothing.
So we wouldn't need to run down or poly or whatever. Yeah?
Hopefully.
I just got one more question for you. How many people is, steadily involved in produce?
How many people are?
Working here.
Working?
Or doing service.
Well, we have about 12 people on maintenance, half maintenance. And then we have 6 or 8 volunteers regularly.
That depends. Eh?
Yeah.
But let's say around 20 people is taking care of our needs. Eh?
Yeah. Happily. And we are a team where there is a lot of joy and a lot of love. That I can assure you.
That's great. And Andy, wish you happy 9th birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.